Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today is Easter. It's a very special day when we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. And it's an exciting day for us. But on that very first Easter, as we just heard a few minutes ago, it was a bit of a scary day. The women didn't know what was going on. So the women went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with spices, which is what they did in Jewish tradition. When a dead body was there, they would anoint it with spices. So they went and they wondered, how in the world are we going to get that big stone rolled away? Because it was huge and it weighed a lot. But when they got there, that stone had been rolled away. So they were confused and didn't know who had done that. And then when they went inside, they didn't see Jesus's body. Instead, they saw a young man there who said, "He is not here, he has risen. Go and tell everyone that Jesus has risen." Well, that had never happened before. When somebody died, they didn't come back to life. And they were afraid, and they didn't go tell anybody because they were so afraid. Now, we know that eventually they went and told people, and when Jesus appeared before them and they could see him and they could touch his hands and his feet and see that he was there, that he wasn't a ghost, then they started to understand and remember that Jesus had told them that he would come back, that he had kept his promise. And what it meant was that God's love was stronger than anything else in this world, because Jesus had defeated death. Death had lost and God had won. And when they realized that, it changed their lives forever. And then they told everybody that they could find about Jesus and what he had done for them. So you see, when you are afraid, remember that God's love is stronger than anything else in this world. God's love is even stronger than death. So when tornadoes come, when hurricanes come, when bullies bully you at school, when you're afraid of the dark, whatever it is that you're afraid of, remember that God's love is stronger than any of that. And pray and talk to God, and he will help you not be afraid. And when you sin, when you do something wrong, which we all do, God will forgive you no matter what. You see, Jesus died to forgive our sins so that we could always be close to God. And then he defeated death and rose from the dead to prove that God's love is stronger than anything else. So this week, if you're afraid, pray and ask God for help, and he will give you courage and help you not be afraid. And when you do something wrong, pray and ask God for forgiveness. Tell God that you're sorry. Because of what Jesus did for us, God is always ready to forgive you. All you have to do is ask. So let's pray and thank God for Jesus, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to save us. Thank you for Jesus's death on the cross for us, so that we could always be friends with you. Thank you that Jesus defeated death so that we no longer have to be afraid. And thank you for raising Jesus from the dead. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.